What's up, everyone? This is Nina Perez. Today, we're going to be tackling your mindset and if it's holding you back. So I am so happy to be here today on Winject Radio, presented by Winject Studios. I am Nina Perez from Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so glad you are here with me today. You know, I love being here on Mondays because you guys come on, you start talking to me and leaving comments and all this fun stuff. And a lot of you reach out to me in the DMs and let me know that you're listening and watching and what it did for you and how it impacted you. And I am super duper grateful. So I want to make sure that you don't miss an episode. Winject has a lot of amazing stuff that's happening here. And Winject TV has a lot of great people coming on. So make sure that you go ahead, click that subscription button, crush that like for me, share so that we can keep growing this community. All right. While I am here, I want you to leave me some comments. So make sure that you go onto that live panel, leave some comments, and I will try to catch up with them throughout this session if I can actually read while I'm looking and trying to give you guys a message. But also at the end, what I like to do is if it is a replay, leave me replay so that I know that and leave me a comment and I'll get back to you. I promise. The next thing is I want you to text the community number. So it's 1-843-396-2104. That is our community number here. Just go ahead and comment Nina on that and leave me a message. I will get that message and I will get back to you guys. And also, if you don't know about Winject, I don't know what to tell you. You need to get on winject.com/join and check it out. Because if you're a podcaster, this is a phenomenal way for you to connect with your audience. And if you are a consumer of podcasting, this is a great way to have a more personal and intimate relationship with the podcasters that you are enjoying to listen to. And I'm telling you, once this rolls out completely and it blows up, I'm just saying you're not going to want to miss out on all of the amazing stuff going on right now with the official partners and special guests and behind the scenes stuff going on. And there's episodes that are already out, things like that. So make sure that you go on there and check that out. Okay. You know, what I wanted to come in and talk about was the fact that I've been working with a lot of people and especially a lot of women lately, and a lot of them are struggling because they're going into the new year, right? 2022 is around the corner and they really are talking about starting their own businesses. And a lot of people are really thinking about that now, right? I mean, I am a director of culinary operations. I'm telling you, I can't find help. Like I can't find help. And we actually pay a really good wage. And I can't find anybody to come to work. And I think it's because of this thing where people are really trying to start their own business or really level up in their career. And they're feeling really, really stuck in what they're doing. And they feel obligated to continue in what they are currently doing, even though they're not happy. So what I wanted to talk about today was developing a mindset of a badass boss or a CEO, right? So to become like your own CEO of your own business, a CEO of your own life for that matter, and not to continue to have this mind of an employee or a subordinate or a mindset that's not even serving you well, right? So maybe some of you want to start your own business. Maybe some of you just want to have that side hustle, you know, but still want to keep your day job. This can help you too. I'm developing right now this amazing platform where I have these people coming on and we're talking about this. We're talking about roadblocks. We're talking about fears of starting your own thing or a side hustle, whatever it is that, you know, these fears that are holding them back from going for it, right? And it's nothing to be ashamed of. All of us, nearly all of us, have some sort of roadblocks or fears or things that we need to conquer, that we need to get through. I mean, I think it's simply just a part of being a human being, right? So for today, we're just going to tackle like step one in what I do, because I think it's way too much information. So we're going to tackle step one. So I'll be here every Monday. So make sure that you guys get me on your calendar, rotated in there so that you know that on Monday, Nina's going to be speaking about this. And what we're going to talk about is really attacking those those negative mindsets or mindsets that are not serving you, because that's what I love to do, because I've been stuck for too long in my freaking life and I don't want to be stuck anymore, but I don't want you either to be stuck, right? So on Mondays, we're going to go through these steps, or there'll always be a different topic, but this one is what we're talking about today, which is your mindset of a badass boss or a CEO of your own life or your own business, right? And now these are going to be some successful steps that I use with my clients, right? Or what I use with my people to identify these fears. And sometimes that's like super difficult, right? Because nobody really wants to tackle those things. Sometimes they can be very uncomfortable. But thinking about what you are thinking about is super key for your success, whatever success is to you. But also, you don't have to feel like you have to race either. I think that's the next thing, right? Like we're so bombarded with social media, so much shit that you're watching out there that you feel like, oh my God, I'm behind the eight ball. I'm behind. You're not. Run your race on your own speed with you. Don't worry about anybody else. Half of the crap you're watching anyways, not even real. Okay? So take your time. Really explore this. Explore your feelings that come up as you're doing this process. Some fears are going to be easier to identify than others. And some, you know, sometimes they're these root causes, right? There's this like this deep thing that happens in your life, right? That can bring up some really bad feelings. And that's okay. The important part is that you continue in the process moving forward, right? So this week, as I said, we're going to attack your mindset being a priority. That's the number one thing we got to attack. Next week, I want to get real about what is stopping you from being that vision-driven person that you want to be. I'm hoping that next week I can convince Chris Ross to come on here and join me, because that's going to be powerful. Right? He's vision driven big time. So that's going to be an amazing episode. I don't want you to miss. All right. So we're going to attack this one first, which is your mindset. And mindset, guys, is everything when it comes to changing your life in every area, really. But for example, we're going to talk about running a successful business, running your life in a way that you want to run it. Why? Because we're getting into 2022. We cannot bring the same garbage from 2021 into 2022. It is time for a change. We have to change, all right? And when you have the right mindset and the right mind flow, you start to really dream bigger. You start to really see, you know, things around you differently, and you get excited about what this means, mapping out what you really want this to look like, because your mind starts to think in a successful mind place. And not in a mindset that's really not serving you, right? So you start to look forward to developing that business plan that you're supposed to develop, right? Something that you know that if you make the next steps or the next goal or whatever it is, that you're going to make your dreams a reality, because they can be true, guys. They can be true. You have to like naturally develop this positive attitude about where it is you want to go, what business, what it is you want to create, right? And you'll know it in your heart. You'll know in your heart when you start to get there, when your mind is aligned with your spirit and your soul and everything around you, which I call mind flow, right? You will then start to know that there is no ifs in the equation. You're just going to make it happen, right? There's no if it happens, it's going to happen. Right? So even though you don't know exactly the road to success or what it might look like right now, you're going to be confident enough to know that you can reach those goals even when they're big, right? Reach those dreams, that passion, whatever it is that you're trying to do, right? Yes. Thank you, Chris. He just committed and he did it on film. So you guys got it. On the other hand, though, when you don't have the right mindset in place, man, I'm telling you, I was there. It freaking sucks. You are constantly struggling for the next thing, right? Do I still go through that? Heck yeah. Heck yeah, I don't got my shit together. But I know that I'm a lot better off than I used to be, because every day I attack my mindset. Every day I attack my mind flow. Every day, right? So on the other hand, when you don't have the right mindset in place, this is when you become susceptible to like a burnout. You're exhausted. You're tired. You don't want to freaking do it no more, right? And then you start feeling stuck and like you're not moving anywhere. It's so frustrating when you have that negative mindset, right? You start missing out on the opportunities because you don't even have like the energy to even pursue them, or you never even set up the right team around you to make it happen. And when that starts to happen, man, I'm telling you, it is exhausting. It is exhausting. And then you're just like, forget it. I don't want to do it anymore. I know that for me, like I was getting there. I was getting so damn tired. So I had to, you know, get somebody to edit my videos, get somebody to promote them, you know, stuff like that, stuff that I didn't want to do. And when you start to surround yourself with people that can take on those things and you start to really rise up your mindset as a CEO and not just an employee, then you start to change the way you do things, right? I mean, the reason you are an employee is because somebody had a vision and decided that they were going to hire someone to do the job they don't want to do, right? That's the mindset you have to start developing. Because I'm telling you, this negative mindset of the way you think that's against, you know, what you want to do, like against your dreams and your passions and the business you want to create, you're not going to be able to hit any of your income goals. You're going to have like metrics in place and you're not going to be able to reach them. And that starts to get at you, you know, you'll never be able to like scale your business and grow it into the kind of business that you always wanted. I was there. I get it. Right? Because having the wrong mindset, it really starts to, well, it kind of equals insecurity and pessimism. You start to be negative about shit, you know, and you don't believe that you can learn from new things. And you're like almost incapable of like wanting to grow, and your business isn't growing and you're frustrated and you don't take the required actions because you're frustrated. You're not thinking right. And so on. You see what I'm saying? It always starts with your mindset. Those with a fixed mindset often let their emotions get in the way. Like, we just really, this is who we are, this is how we're doing it, blah, 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 right? And if you don't start to like let go of that kind of stuff and really start to develop a mindset that helps you to see things strategically, differently, creatively, you're gonna get stuck, right? It's like having that little devil on your shoulder that's always feeding you the advice that you don't want to do, but you do it anyway, right? So you start to believe that you're not capable of doing things, that you really can't run a business, you're not capable of it. It will impact your confidence, all right? And if it impacts your confidence, it will impact your ability to start moving forward, to start taking the next steps. Being successful, a successful chief, a CEO, somebody who's taking control, requires a major shift in the way that you think about your business, the way that you think about your career. It really requires a major shift. For many, many years, I was just an employee, and I knew I had to do something different, and I had to step out of my comfort zone and look at things in a different perspective. That helped me not just in business, but in my career, because in my career, I started, you know, as a dishwasher, and now I'm a director of culinary operations in just a few years. Why? Because I don't want to think like this level, right? There's nothing wrong with a dishwasher. They're the backbones of what we do, but you have to, at some point, want to rise above that. You have to change and shift the way you think about business, the way you think about your money, the way you think about everything around you and how you want to create that. It's exactly what it sounds like. The thoughts, the patterns, the beliefs, and the behaviors that the CEO or an owner of a business or somebody in control possesses, you know? And that's what I wanted to talk about. It's the confidence that you have to have. That's what comes through. The thought process and that confidence that you have that you can handle a difficult situation with ease, or at least it'll seem like it's with ease. You can cry about it in your room later, but you got this, right? Because most people who own their own businesses, a CEO mind, is not afraid of taking the chances, all right? They're not. They're just going to go for it, all right? And if they have to like see something and something's wrong, they just shift gears. They shift gears and they try something new. When you think successfully, when you think like a successful business owner, successful CEO, what traits do you think about? What do you think that they might have in common? Most of them are strategic decision makers. They really think about how to strategize and make a decision. They think big. They're big ass thinkers, right? The big picture thinking definitively separates you. It separates your mind from someone who's a CEO to someone who's an employee. If you go to work every day saying, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and do my 9 to 5 and leave, that's an employee mindset. You will not thrive like that. But if you really do put your mind into thinking how you can strategically place yourself to raise yourself to that next level, the employee only thinks about the short term. Right? It's action oriented. It's just going to get this done. That's that mindset. But action without a long-term vision or strategic plan, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to stay right in your place. All right? You won't move towards what you want. You won't, because your mind is so limited. All right? So think of your old jobs, or think of like when you were in high school, or when you left high school. When you punched in a time clock, if you still do now, right? When you were an employee, they come in, they perform their tasks, they punch out, and they go, right? They can leave work at the office until the next shift, and they are usually just concerned about that job. And they don't even know if they did a good job. They're just concerned about what they did that day. That's it, all right? And each shift, rather than moving ahead or thinking about how, if I'm working here, how do I set myself up to move ahead in this company, or how do I help this company move forward and reach their goals? How do I do that for them? Because that's going to benefit me when I do my side hustle or go ahead and start my job, right? These short-term actions that are really, this really does separate you from being an employee or a subordinate to being a CEO or somebody who's leading. Right? Employees are down. They go into the trenches. They are usually, they can't see the forest from the trees, right? The employees are like, they're just there because they're there. They're complainers. They're bitching all the time. They're moaning. And a CEO, on the other hand, knows where the company is headed, and they are steering that company confidently. Even if sometimes they're like, holy shit, what am I doing? They do it anyway, because they know that they have responsibility to others and responsibility to this ship to steer it correctly. Okay? Can you see the big picture? Are you making decisions that are affecting your life, affecting your organization? They do. They see it. They are razor sharp about it. They know exactly what they need to get done. So right now, are you being a CEO of your life? Are you being the CEO of a business that you want to create? Or are you thinking like an employee? I'm only going to do what I got to do and I'm out. Solopreneurs, entrepreneurs should think of themselves as a CEO. You might not have a big team around you yet. But if you are thinking about having your own business, starting your own business, doing a side gig, something like that, you need to develop a mindset that is like a CEO. You have to, because if you're going to still try to be an employee to the business you're creating, then you're going to have employee results. Okay? So if you started a business, you are a CEO. Can't wait to receive the Motivational Monday Straight Talk. Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I'm glad you're here, Dominique. So if you're not sure how to determine your CEO versus your employee type mindset, because most of us grew up as employees, right? Not many of us just started businesses when we were 15, 16 years old. We might have and didn't really know everything. But for most of us that have always been employed by someone, you need to really start differentiating your mindset from your CEO to your employee mindset. And here's a few simple ways that I wrote down that might help you decipher which one you are right now. If you're already viewing your business like a CEO, then you probably are vision-driven. You probably are able to outsource without fear or your own ego getting in the way. So you can actually outsource the things that you're not good at instead of trying to control everything. Lord, I tried doing that. I was so burnt out. It was so exhausting because I was doing everything, right? And so when you have that mindset of a CEO, you are able to outsource it because you are not afraid. Your ego doesn't get in the way. You just get people to help you with what it is you need to get done. All right. You're able to disconnect yourself emotionally and not take things in business so damn personal. Not everything is personal. Okay. Sometimes things are just business decisions that suck, but they're not personal. All right. Now, working on projects that will build or scale your business, right? So you're going to constantly be growing and scaling and moving and seeing how you're going to have a next project that's going to help you elevate what it is you're trying to create, right? You're going to also take regular time out of work on your business to brainstorm on ideas, brainstorm on new projects, brainstorm on projects or products or services or whatever it is that your business is. You're going to take some time out sometimes to do that, to actually brainstorm. Yes, it's an anxiety that happens sometimes because you want to get shit done. But at the same time, you can't get it done if you don't give yourself that pause to work on what it is you want to do. All right. Being a leader and embodying the qualities and values are important because you're going to have to step in to what you are preaching, right? It's stepping into new territory regularly. You're going to have to express your truth, what you're trying to build here, what you're trying to do here without fear. You're going to have to be really clear about your message and what it is you want to do. All right. So that is, I think, I'm sure there's a lot more, but those are the ones I think you need to have that CEO mindset. You cannot take things personal. You have to step out. You have to try new things. You have to be creative. You have to know that it's, you know, it's okay to disconnect emotionally. Sometimes you're going to start something in business and it doesn't work. It doesn't mean that you're bad at business. It means that you're smart at business. Because if you know it doesn't work, you're going to walk away from it or put it to the side while you work on what does work. We can't just keep beating a dead horse and hoping that it'll gallop away. It's not going to happen. All right. But however, if you're thinking like an employee, then you're more likely spending your days stuck in that day-to-day the minutia, right? Running your business, doing the admin work, the takeout, everything. You're just doing everything. And you're getting like stuck in this day-to-day stuff. And you're like, why can't I move forward, right? Because you're getting stuck. You're feeling overwhelmed, okay? You have too much on your plate. You're not even outsourcing or handing off tasks that allow you to stay in your zone, whatever your zone is of genius. You have to do that. You cannot be running your schedule, running your emails, paying the bills, doing your taxes, doing the. In the beginning, I think we have to because most people cannot afford it. But I bet you if you have enough people around you that support your vision, you can find one or two people that are more than willing to help you do it. And maybe at a very low fee or cost. But you have to outsource, hand off some tasks that allow you to stay in whatever zone of genius you're trying to create. But most employees, we don't do that. We think like an employee. We work it all. That's what we do. Right? Then you punch out and then you go home and you don't think about it anymore, or you're thinking about it all day long because you're not getting anything done. Okay. You just doing your best to get through each day rather than focusing on that time or those projects that will move your business forward. I have been a person who does that, right? That I am constantly, you know, like, trudging along and trying to make these projects move forward. Meanwhile, I am beat. I'm tired and I'm not doing it right. Okay. You're also viewing your business as your whole source of identity, and therefore you're taking on everything personal. Oh, dare they not have my products? Well, because they don't want them right now. Okay. So you find the people that do, right? But most of the time we take it so personally that now it's become a limiting belief. Now it's become something that attacks you. Now you don't think you can anymore and you're not good at sales and you're not blah, blah, blah. And whatever the lie is that we tell ourselves when we can't seem to break through or move forward, right? You're implementing old ideas versus brainstorming new ideas is another way that you know you're an employee. Okay, you're taking your old thoughts and your old way of thinking and you're trying to make that work, even though it hasn't, instead of actually brainstorming for new things. Okay, most importantly, when you're an employee, which most of us are or have been, right? We are living usually in a place of fear, of letting your own personal stuff stop you from moving forward. You're letting all of the stuff that's coming against you stop your goals, stop your dreams, stop your vision. Okay. And then you start to kind of get a little discouraged. So you start to let that stuff stop you from your business, from your life, the things that you want to accomplish, right? The truth is that an employee mindset is actually keeping you and me stuck. It's keeping our businesses stuck, our side hustles stuck, the things that we want to accomplish, it's stalled, right? And I'm guessing that if you have fears and roadblocks that are holding you back from achieving your success, then most likely you developed all of these fears and things that came in from childhood, either from comments that people told you, things that you've heard people discussing, arguments between adults in your life and what they've struggled with. And, you know, you kind of like, well, maybe I can't do this, or, you know, I do need a 9-to-5 to do this. And I do, you know what? The good news is that you can overcome these fears and these roadblocks. You really, really can. And changing your mind, changing the way you think, changing your mindset, you know, it takes work. It takes deep introspection, but you can absolutely change your thinking. You can start to adopt that badass CEO mindset, right? You can truly start to scale your business, your life, your career to make more money, to expand your business, to start cleaning out all of the garbage, all of the fears that you have, and start to feel more confident in doing the things that you need to get done to run that company the way you want to run it. Of course, this isn't to say that you'll see like an overnight success. It happens to some people. Not really all of us. Ouch. Not really all of us, right? But it does, it can happen. I mean, you know what I say, right? Of course, this isn't to say that it's not happening overnight. And you also know that being a CEO or running your own company, I'm sure Chris can allude to this. It's not rainbows and unicorn. Okay. It's not. But you'll learn how to recognize if stuff starts creeping up on you and these fears start coming in, and you can halt them shits real quick and immediately without running into like a bad mood and like being distraught for weeks on end, right? That happens to me. I've been there 8 years overnight. Exactly, right, Chris? And what happens is that people see you now and say, oh, he got there so quickly, not realizing the 8 years it took to build. And that happens a lot with a lot of people, right? I had a friend of mine once say to me, oh, I want what you have. I want what you have. I want what you have. I said, okay, well, then just go through what I went through. What do you mean? Oh, I was homeless. You know what I'm saying? I lived in shelters. I was abused. I mean, I went through so many things. So go ahead, get what I have, right? It wasn't overnight. It took freaking a long time. And it was painful. And it was long. It was arduous. But I'm here, okay? And I am going to keep moving forward. I know I still have a lot more to accomplish in my life. So as I continue to go through this training with you guys, and next week, like I said, we're going to talk about part two. You'll learn to identify and clear any of those fears that are holding you back, all right? In these areas that are preventing you from being the badass boss you want to be, the badass CEO you want to be, all right? When you're done, you're going to have some techniques in your pocket. That's what this is about. And you can use that to move forward, to become and to step into that role that you want to be, that role that you want to have. You want to keep growing, right? Be prepared to put in the work when no one gives a shit. And I promise that you won't be exposed in the bright lights. The truth is that no one wants to do the work. A lot of people are thinking that they're going to be on social media just showing you their best selves, their best picture selves. They're so successful. They're not. And they know that at the end of that post, they're feeling like shit, because if you're taking things on too personally and not brainstorming and not trying to grow, that is going to affect you. And if you have this mindset of an employee where you're doing everything yourself, guys, it's going to be super difficult to get to that next level. And what I'm trying to do here is tell you that there is a way to change the way you think. Stop being the mindset of a subordinate or an employee and start thinking like the badass that you are, okay? You need to determine which one you want to be. Are you going to have that mindset of an employee? Or are you going to have the mindset of a CEO, okay? If you are vision-driven, be vision-driven. If you're able to outsource without fear or letting your damn ego get in the way, do it, all right? Disconnect from things emotionally. Stop making everything so personal. It's not. It's not. You're not going to have everyone like everything. Oh, freaking well. I mean, come on. We all have our favorite mayonnaise or our favorite ketchup or our favorite whatever. You don't see Heinz or whatever going, oh, they don't like it. They regroup. They do their recipe and they go for it. And the people that love it do. And the people that don't. It's not personal. Okay? So start working on your projects that will build or scale your business. Think about what you want to do. And that's not just with business. You can do it with your life as well, even your side hustle. Maybe you don't want to leave your career. You love what you do. Good. But if you're trying to do something on the side or build up your life, then you need to start really thinking about what you're thinking about. All right? Be a leader. Embody the qualities. Do it what you preach. Preach what you do. You know what I'm saying? 4 ways to become wealthy. 1, inherit. 2, steal from someone. 3, marry into it. And 4, never get outworked. I like that. Oh, that's hilarious. Anyway, guys, I wanted to thank you for being here. But don't forget that next week, we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper. I think we're going to do maybe 3 or 4 sessions. I'm not sure yet. But step 2 is about getting real. We're going to get real about what's stopping you from becoming that vision-driven person you want to be. I want to tap into that, okay? And so next week, I want to invite Chris Ross to be on here because he's the one building this freaking Winject, all right? He was like one of the top salesmen, and I cannot wait to have him on here because his mind does not think like anybody's mind. And so it's going to be amazing to have him come on here and let's talk about that. Let's dive deep into getting real about what's stopping you from being vision driven. So I want to thank you guys for joining me. You guys are the best. I love you so much. Make sure that you text me because I want to know that you are here with me, that you are part of the Winject family where you're sitting up in here and like visiting me here on Winject TV. So make sure you text 1-843-396-2104. Make sure you put Nina in there so they know that it is for me. And if you are interested, I would like you to go visit winject.com/join and you can be part of the community behind the scenes. It is so fun. Anyway, guys, I love and adore you. This is Nina Perez. Was that exactly what I needed to hear this morning? Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here, Gracie. I appreciate you. Gracie, Dominique, Chris, all of you that are watching, you guys are the best. Hey, Nina. God bless you always. God bless you too, Nancy. Thank you. I love it. I love that you guys are on here. I love that you guys came to listen to Winject TV. I'm glad that you came here to be with Nina. Do me a favor. Make sure that you guys like and share this because I'm trying to really expand and grow this amazing community that we have. I love being here and transforming the way we think. It blesses my soul every week. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
Podcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.